Springtime means a boom in baby animals, especially kittens, and local shelters are seeing that spike right now. KCBX's Rachel Showalter spoke with the Woods Humane Society in San Luis Obispo about how they manage kitten season and what the community can do to help.
Shelters often see an influx of kittens in the spring because people come across litters outside and bring them in for help. Robin Coleman is the adoption program manager at Woods. She says they're always prepared to receive new animals, but they ramp up supplies and services during the spring. She says sometimes people get worried when they see kittens outside and tend to bring them into the shelter prematurely.
So it is pretty tricky when you do come across what you think might be abandoned kittens. We do find a lot of time mom is nearby. Mom is out getting food. She might be hiding because there are people around.
Coleman says if someone encounters a litter of kittens, they should wait to see if their mother returns before intervening. If the kittens are clean and look well fed, Coleman says they're likely being taken care of and don't need immediate help. If they look skinny or dirty, the kittens may need care and can be taken to a shelter. Coleman says there are a number of ways people can help support shelters during kitten season, including spaying and neutering their pets, adopting shelter animals, volunteering, and donating supplies or money. She says signing up to foster kittens is another great way to support local shelters. Annette Sheely has been fostering kittens for years at Central Coast Shelters. She says it's incredibly rewarding work, especially to do as a family.
I feel like it's been so much fun to have them, but I feel like we have benefited just as much as we have given. You know, it's been a really beautiful, sweet opportunity for my family to experience the pleasures of fostering.
Sheely says she encourages anyone to give fostering a try if they're interested. She says it's possible to do even with a full-time job. Coleman says people who are interested in volunteering, fostering, or adopting a pet can visit the Woods Humane Society website to learn more about how to get started. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.